Management training course. Management training is important because managing tasks and managing people is itself a difficult task. Good management skills are difficult to develop. If you can find a person who has developed all the major management skills to a high degree, then you have found a person who is worth a lot to you. Most people have some management skills developed to some degree. But most people, practically all of us, have certain elements of our management skills which may be considered underdeveloped and therefore in need of some improvement. So, you may be online today, looking for a good management training course. There are many management training courses, but unfortunately some of them are not very good. Too many management courses are filled with material that is interesting, but not very helpful. As an example of interesting but not very helpful training, there is a management training model called the Four Stages of Team Development, which is the idea that teams go through stages of development that are called forming, storming, norming, performing. The four stages of team development theory might be true, but the model is a descriptive model and does not really prescribe or suggest how you could improve your personal actions to create an improved set of results. Please note the distinction between descriptive and prescriptive training. Descriptive versus prescriptive models of training. Imagine that we were talking about nutritional training rather than management training. If I were a nutritionist, I could teach you what people in the UK tend to eat and drink. They tend to eat a lot of chips, chicken, chocolate, and they tend to drink a lot of wine and beer. This knowledge is descriptive training. I am telling you what actually happens. It may be interesting, but it does not tell you what to do. If on the other hand I was a prescriptive trainer, I would not tell you what people actually do. I would instead tell you what people should do. I would teach, don't drink brand wine, instead drink orange juice and water. Don't eat chips and chocolate, eat fish and rice. Don't fry your chicken, instead bake your chicken, or even poach it. This is prescriptive training. In the same way, our management training method is not descriptive training. Meaning we do not believe it is much use describing what teams actually do. Our preferred method of training is more prescriptive training. Meaning we believe that it is much better to prescribe, suggest to you, what managers should do, or need to do, in order to get the best performance from the team, and to prescribe, suggest, specific methods that you could use to improve your personal actions, to create an improved set of results. We would like to prescribe a set of definite management skills. We believe that managers need to have a set of definite skills which will allow them to communicate well with other members of the team, and to prioritize the tasks, and to organize the people to do them. The managers need methods to make good decisions, and they need to develop what we call mental toughness, which is the ability to remain strong, even when, especially when, things are not going well. We have developed a list of techniques and methods that will allow your team managers to improve their abilities as managers in the following 20 areas of management activity. 20 areas of management training activity. How to set and achieve ambitious goals. How to communicate a message with greater clarity and accuracy. How to use humor to motivate the team and how to avoid the perils of the misuse of humor. How to distinguish useful criticism from useless complaining. How to plan ahead and act now to avoid problems later. How to prioritize tasks according to value and deadline pressure. How to delegate tasks to the right person for the right reasons. how to handle interruptions and get the maximum value from the interruption in the minimum time without causing offense to the listener. How to developmental toughness and come back stronger after a serious defeat or series of setbacks. How to develop more energy that will be sufficient to allow you to last the day without running out of steam. How to give constructive criticism to a colleague without that developing into an argument. How to master the art of describing events in objective, factual terms, not subjective, emotional terms. How to distinguish a reason for not doing something from an excuse for not doing something. How to know when you should compromise and give some ground, and when not to compromise, to stand firm and not give ground. How and when to give proper praise and appreciation for good effort or for right actions. How to inspire the team to give to you their best efforts, willingly. How to eliminate excessive worry. How to use the principles of continuous improvement and evolutionary progression to achieve your organizationally and personal goals. And 20. How to build up the team spirit so that you get the best performance from each individual and from the team as a whole. Can you see how these pragmatic and practical skills are not so much about theory, but are more about the practical application of a new set of management skills and knowledge? This is what I believe most management training should be, but most isn't. If you want to know more about our methods of management training, please follow this link.